You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show.
Hey, hey, that's the dance moves to it?
Yeah.
And up and down and up and down. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janet here in studio for the Originals After Show, The Rivers in Reverse. I'm joined in studio with Kristen Snyder.
What up, what up?
She's jamming out. To who is this again?
Out of Blue. It's by Prides.
Right.
And I like it. I'm feeling it.
She was feeling the ocean of the motion. The motion of the ocean.
All that stuff.
Yeah. and I was feeling this episode. I thought this was a great episode, start to finish. I'm kind of, I don't know how I feel about the whole Haley story. It's kind of, this episode to me and the whole Celeste thing.
I was so focused on Klaus that I didn't even care about Haley. And I wanted to pick up the coin and I will go to New Orleans and I will help Klaus because he's obviously there.
Klaus had like seven really big scenes tonight, which I thought was really interesting. Him bouncing back and forth between all of the characters. But before we get into him, let's kind of just start off with Elijah and Haley. Elijah and Haley, they were at the werewolf zone.
The bayou in the Louisiana backwoods.
Elijah's recovering from a hybrid bite. And we see that there's a blonde female who we later find out. His name is what?
Eve.
Is kind of overlooking Haley and everyone, and while Elijah's hallucinating and kind of freaking out.
I was kind of feeling like the whole time, you know, the only thing that will heal the werewolf bite is Klaus's blood, which is in the baby. So I was like, someone take a syringe.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that.
Elijah with her baby's blood, which I guess, I mean, that's kind of horrible to the baby to like be sucking blood from it, but it seemed to be fine last week after Tyler did it.
Right.
So,
yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
And what about that Celeste story? What did you feel about that?
Well, I thought it was weird at first, and then I feel like it was put in there because to show he's, you know, well, one thing Haley said is all these years, and that's what, you know, you're hallucinating about. I think Haley brings him back to that time of when he did, you know, let his guard down and loved somebody and look what happened. And so I feel like it could have just been told, wrapped up a little quicker. I feel like they kind of like put it in there like this is really important, you know.
Well, I feel like it was almost too quick because I don't really know who Celeste was. I didn't feel the passion between them. I didn't see this as, okay, this is a storyline that is foreshadowing his passion towards Haley.
Yeah.
Like, they almost didn't show us the passion between them, so it kind of didn't make sense in my mind.
Yeah, I just thought it was awkwardly done. But I got why they put it in there.
Got it, but yeah, awkward.
Yeah, the whole flashbacks with everything. Then we get Haley meeting with this Eve girl who saves her because, you know, what's his name? Elijah goes kind of cray-cray.
He thinks that she's Klaus,
yeah, and
right?
smashes her against the wall. Eve stabs him and kind of talks to Haley and Haley finds out that because of Marcel, all of the wolves in her
family tree,
most of them have either been killed or turned reversed.
I liked that.
Yeah, are normally werewolves, but full moon, they turned to human. I really liked that
because didn't we see a werewolf this season already in the originals? And we were kind of wondering who this huge werewolf was, so that makes a lot of sense. And I like that little switch up. It's something fresh.
Yeah, and interesting to see, you know, how she burned off her birthmark and didn't want anyone to see and, you know, warned her, be careful. So obviously that will come back into play in the future, which will be interesting.
Do you think Haley's going to worry about covering it up? Because Haley's sort of always in a tank top. Like, I don't see Haley burning off her birthright.
Yeah, and I don't think she really cares because she's protected either way through the original. So I think she kind of feels like, I'm sorry that happened to you, but
I mean, if I had something like that, I'm not going to cover it up. I mean, obviously, I don't know the dangers of it, and this Eve girl's trying to protect her at the same time, but I feel like that's definitely a gift that she's obviously wanting to explore, not cover up at this point. So.
Yeah, what did you think about Elijah at the end saying, you know, I feel like my only purpose in life really is to fix close. If that's not my purpose, then what is my purpose? Kind of an interesting.
Yeah, it's like, when are you, there's always going to be problems you can take as your own out there. And I'm kind of just like, what about you, Elijah? Like, I feel like everyone's motivations and their goals are very, like, spelled out for us other than Klaus. Because, you know, Rebecca just wants to be happy and with any man that will love her back. And Elijah just wants this salvation for Klaus, which I understand he wants to help his brother. But it's like, what do you want?
Why don't you just let your brother do what he needs to do and kind of go through the lessons himself?
Yeah, exactly. And to tell you the truth, like, I was totally on par with everything that Klaus said. Like, I do think Elijah was in the wrong for kind of, you know, stepping on his toes with Haley.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get that. But at the same time, it's boy who cries wolf. Yeah. You know, it's like time and time again, you proved, you know, how many chances have we given you? And now, okay, now what? The one time you finally did have some sort of good emotion behind it. How are we supposed to know that?
Yeah.
You know, so I get it. I do get it. It is kind of like, that sucks. Bad timing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, how can you expect us to really believe you, really trust you when you've never shown this before?
But in this case, like you said, this is the one time they were wrong. They didn't stand by him. They went against him and stood with his enemy. And, you know, they were kind of coming here to be like, Klaus, like, you have a child on the way and you need to change. And he was all, you know, seemed like he wanted to as well. And then they just assume as soon as his enemy comes to town that he has these ulterior motives brewing about making a hybrid army with the baby. And it's like, yes, he's always had to compel his friends, like, because he doesn't trust anyone, even Cammy, who I think would be his friend even if he didn't compel her, you know. But it's like, I don't know, I love Klaus and I side with him, and I get that he can't be trusted, but that's kind of, you know, why I also like him, because it's just like that betrayal. Once anyone betrays him, that's when he gets, like, that spark that you kind of love to watch. Like, when the tears were, like, flowing down his face. Like, that was an amazing performance to watch. And in those moments, even with the coin and even with Marcel, like, in those moments when people have betrayed him and they bow down to him and he just speaks all these truths about their character, like, that's when he really shines. So it's like, I don't know that I want anyone to fix him.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess you do want someone to fix him, because, I mean, that's why we like these moments from him, because we're seeing character growth. I mean, okay, so speaking of his enemy, we get Tyler working with Marcel, basically telling all the vampires, you know, Klaus's whole history and what's happened with the hybrids. And then Rebecca shows up and she reveals that she's helping them, and then she snaps Tyler's neck.
Which I was happy about.
Yeah, I liked that moment with her, and then later on, the moment that kind of irritated me, to kind of say I did kind of side with Klaus, was when all the vampires were attacking him and beating him up. I was a little disappointed with Rebecca for just kind of sitting there. I thought she wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw her as snapping Tyler's neck as saying, like, hey, it's okay for me to talk about my brother and maybe teach him a lesson, but it's not okay for somebody else to go against my family. So I liked that she snapped his neck. I thought in that moment she showed a little bit of loyalty towards him because who knows what was going to come out of Tyler's mouth. So she was also kind of protecting herself in that moment. And then they threw Tyler in the dungeons, which I was happy about because that kind of took him out of the equation, mm-hmm. which I'm not even sure how he fits in the equation.
As far as what?
As far as their originals.
Yeah, I think it's kind of in a weird place with Tyler. But, I mean, it's going to be the werewolves coming back and going against Marcel and Klaus. And
do you think that Tyler could ever be friends with Klaus?
No. I think, honestly, I think we're going to get to kind of where we talked last week. Marcel and Klaus having to work together. I mean, we found out tonight Marcel is the reason, you know, that all these werewolves are being, you know, were outcasted mm-hmm. and killed. So I think next week we see, you know, the wolf hunt. I think they're going to have to kind of work together, which is why picking up the coin is kind of all leading to that moment between the two of them.
Why do you think that Klaus wants her family tree dead and he wants all those? Like, Marcel is the one who commanded it. But it seems like next week from the preview we got, it looks like Klaus is the one who was like, yes, kill them all.
I mean, they want to come after the baby. You know,
do you think they want the baby?
I think it's something along that lines, or protecting mm-hmm. the baby and keeping it on the wolf side mm-hmm. versus vampires.
I like that Klaus said that the only thing he cares about in this world now is this baby, because it's kind of like his fresh chance to have someone love him unconditionally.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yeah, I mean, so, okay, we get Marcel saying that he wants to make up for the years Klaus had Rebecca stabbed. They had a kissing scene, which was, loved it.
I still think he's using Rebecca.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do not feel it.
I don't know, because, I mean, just even today where he was like, fine, just take the kingdom. Like,
I was surprised.
You think this is really going to make you happy, you're still going to be lonely. I'm going to, you know, in my mind, I took it as Marcel saying, like, I'm going to take Rebecca and we're going to be happy. Like, you want this? You can have it. You think you can run it? Go ahead. It's about
like,
loyalty.
Yeah. And like he said, having people who truly believe in you behind you. Yeah, he doesn't have anyone behind him. But at the same time, are those people going to want to follow Marcel after he kind of used his people as lambs, threw them at Klaus, and then in the end sided with the enemy himself? It's like, you don't want your leader to bow down.
Yeah.
Like, what, like,
I don't know how that's going to work out, especially with, what's his name, that vampire with the fro.
Oh, Diego.
Diego, he seems like...
Did he survive?
Yep, he burnt okay. the bodies at the end.
Oh, okay. Can I give a quick shout out?
Absolutely.
To Johan and Jenna from Florida. They are staying up past midnight over there to watch our show. So thanks for watching, guys.
Loyalty.
Thank you for all
we
the tweets.
It.
And they're supporting our kingdom here at AfterBuzz. So they believe in what we're doing, and you can too.
Yeah, leave us a comment, guys, on iTunes if you guys want. It's free. Subscribe to our channel on iTunes. Just type the originals, AfterBuzz TV. It's free, and if you guys subscribe and leave us a comment, it will get us to number one. And that's what we're trying to prove, is that the originals is the number one TV show.
Because it is.
Damn. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Klaus's softer side tonight. We saw mm-hmm. a couple different scenes. We got Klaus with Rebecca at the beginning, when he was draining the blood out of that woman into his wine glass. you know, Rebecca kind of came at him and was like, oh, what, are you going to bite me like you bit our brother? He said, I would never bite you. But then goes on to say, you know how I like to teach you your lessons, by stabbing you in the heart. Like, okay, Klaus.
Yeah, he doesn't need to say those things.
No, but then he had this moment with Cammy,
mm-hmm.
Who was typing his memoirs, and she kind of calls him out. She mm-hmm. says, we're typing the same thing. You get so angry at your brother and sister, and you feel like you have to punish them, and it's the same bad habits over and over again. Why don't you just kind of get past it, kind of understand, like, you're doing the same thing with your sister over and over again. and why? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought that was kind of a, for a stranger to kind of look at your outside life and kind of, you know, comment about it. What did you, how do you think he took it?
Well, he said later on that he normally would kill someone when they would do that. But it's like, sometimes we all kind of need that. Like, it sucks when that happens to you, when someone just decides they can speak up about your life and what you're doing and your actions. But at the end of the day, like, I hate that person. But then I do change my ways a little bit.
It's, you know, it's funny. I forget where I heard it a couple of days ago. But you're just getting mad. You know, that anger where he normally probably would kill someone, you're angry because someone's telling you the truth.
Yeah.
And you don't want to accept that truth. And I think he accepted that truth tonight when he went and sat down with the priest, you know, just kind of hearing his tenderness of, I want to protect Cammy. You know, you have to get her to leave on her own or I'm going to force her to leave.
Yeah, because he doesn't want her to be the victim of war, which I totally got. There's always that innocent person who could have walked away and doesn't and then gets killed in the end. But now that she has this whole revelation with the symbol.
Which the revelation was so dumb. It was like, so basically you're now you figured out that you're being compelled. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Now you're going to figure out Klaus is a vampire. Okay.
Okay. You know that pretty much every day. Yeah. And then you forget. So it's like, yeah, that was kind of like the same. I put that in the same basket with the Celeste thing. I was just like, okay, this is obvious for the character, but I don't really get it, but okay. But do you think she's going to leave?
No. Yeah. I like that one quick little moment where Cammy Drew was drawing a tattoo and she was talking about how insecure Klaus is. And he said, what is this? And she said, it's a sabotage to destroy you.
Yeah, he believed it for a second.
I liked that little moment. It was just kind of like, what the hell, dude? Like, calm down.
Honestly, all he really needs is some therapy. So I'm glad that he is befriending the therapist who has her master's degree, whatever. I like, yes, that is the friend you need. Everyone should have a best friend who just happens to be a therapist. Why not?
Yeah, it's free. we got a quick little scene with Klaus and Josh, which I thought Josh was totally going to get killed this episode. But I feel like when Klaus finds out Josh was working both sides, he's going to threaten to kill him, and then Davina's not going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, it's like we got that threat from Klaus before this whole, you know, sort of, it was very, this episode I can't help but saying, it was very, like, Christian with the whole, we started out in the church confessing with Rebecca, and then we had Klaus sprung up, like, his arms spread like he was Jesus on the cross, and then we got that reckoning that didn't happen in Christianity, but would have been awesome.
It kind of did certain scenes come from that. We got Klaus and Marcel talking where he wants the dagger and Rebecca shows up and he feels betrayed. And then all of a sudden the vampires start coming and circling him. Totally reminded me of the scene from The Lion King with Scar and the hyenas. Just kind of like, oh, shit. Me against the world. Klaus asks, you know, what vampires want to pledge their allegiance to me and throws this coin down. He gets beat up, chained down, and then he goes bananas and murders half of the vampires. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca tells Marcel to grab the coin. It's so interesting to know what things Rebecca fully understands about her brother.
Right.
But, you know, and then the things that she doesn't. So Marcel grabs this coin. Which is why I feel like, I don't know, that's why it's hard for me to say I feel like Marcel's using Rebecca. I took that as an honest moment, like, it's not worth it. It really, this isn't.
I mean, what else was he going to do? Like, she was so right. He would have died. Like, Klaus would have not stopped. He even called out Marcel to come finish it. Like, he would have not stopped in that moment had not, you know, Marcel done something drastic. And Marcel's lucky he had Rebecca by his side at that point, because I don't think he's kind of smart enough to realize that he could have stopped it by picking up the coin. I think if she wasn't there, it would have continued to be a massacre, and, you know, Marcel would have probably just left his people.
after that, we get Klaus, who's pissed at Rebecca. She thought she was going to get stabbed with the dagger. He didn't, which was very interesting. And then to kind of hear him say, you know, I can't believe you betrayed me. Like, you're my sister. And I think that kind of really stuck with her. And then, interesting enough for him to say that he was pissed that Elijah is falling for Haley and that the baby will call him father. It was a very touching, honest moment from Klaus. And I like that we got to hear that truth from him.
You know, people are always speaking the truth when they're streaming with tears, mm-hmm. but being so calm. It's like, that is when you are pouring your soul out to people.
Yeah, and not reacting the way that you typically would act. Typically, he would go crazy and stab them, one of them. But in his mind, he's just so shocked and kind of taken aback. It's like, whoa. I honestly kind of feel like he's more surprised about Rebecca. And he says, you know, you want to keep making the same mistake over and over again. It's interesting to see, you know, this is the only reason I could kind of see Marcel using Rebecca. If they want to build that bond between Klaus and Rebecca, where in this episode he says, you do the same thing over and over again with this man and it will never work. And it's interesting that he's so adamant about it instead of letting it happen. Do you think he's not letting it happen because of his life and the things he's gone through? Or he really, you know, thinks Rebecca and Marcel will never be together?
I think he knows they're not going to be together because he gave Marcel the chance to be with Rebecca before and he chose to be a vampire, right? So it's like, at the end of the day, if you don't choose love, what are you, like, you choose power. And it's like, how are you ever going to choose love over power? It's like, same with Klaus. It's like, hopefully this child will change him. But I see Marcel as not choosing Rebecca, not building the house for her.
But do you look at that like, I mean, in the same sense, Klaus does the same thing to his sister Rebecca.
What do you mean?
In the sense of, he doesn't really put her feelings first. He doesn't put her first. He doesn't put family first. Yeah, okay, he stabs them and saves them and puts them aside. But that's not, but I mean, that's putting
his love.
Yeah, that's how, you know, that's putting love. Them away and, you know, saying the way that I want to do it is the way it should be done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's growing. I think he's changing. But I just think that if Marcel wanted to be with Rebecca, he would have found a way by now. Like, that's obviously not his number one priority.
I want it to be.
I want it to be for Rebecca's sake. I just don't think it is. And I think that Klaus recognizes that someone who is in that position of power never desired love first.
Yeah. You know, he says to his brother and sister, I've been complacent the one moment I wanted my family to stand by me. And you chose to stand against me.
Oh.
It was such a moment that you just wanted to be like, yeah, screw you guys.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I totally side with Klaus. But at the same time, I think that he was, you know, getting a big head. And it's important that he hears all these things from Cammy, from Marcel, from his brother and sister, knowing he can't treat them like that because maybe they won't be by his side next time. Like, I think that this episode was to torture Klaus into realizing, you know, you have to be different. You have to change. And so I almost wish that the whole episode was him being tortured by people. I don't know that they tortured Klaus enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think that when you undergo that kind of trauma and tragic experience and you're kind of drowned in a world of pain, you definitely come out of it different. You know, how can you not? So I feel like they could have done it even more if they really wanted a huge change in him. But I don't know. We're not that far along in the season, so maybe that's still yet to come. But I think he definitely needed the torture and a wake-up call. So,
and it'll be really interesting because he wants Haley to go with him to basically Marcel's castle. So I wonder if Marcel will make his way over to with Rebecca and Elijah at his old slave home.
That's a good point. I don't know where Marcel's gonna go, but you know, if he really wants to be with Rebecca, then start building that house, buddy. Like, right. Come on. I just like, this is a perfect chance for you to just hand over the reins for a little bit and actually be happy if that's what you're capable of being. Mm-hmm. But I think Klaus recognizes that that's not something that Marcel is capable of doing.
Yep, and I think he's going to put him to a test. Mm-hmm. On that note, let's head into predictions.
It now, failed.
We won't do it TV ourselves. Predictions.
Oh, okay.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Apparently ours wasn't good enough.
Next week we're going to get this wolf hunt. I'm excited about that. Looks like a lot of action adventure. How do you feel about the priest? Like, what do you think his play in all of this is going to come in?
I don't know. It was very weird to me that they included that whole, like, confession from Rebecca. Like, why did she do that? Why was she confessing at the beginning of the episode? And, yes, I am curious as to how he comes into play. I mean, he's, like, the only person that Cammy, I guess, will listen to, maybe. And he does kind of have the run of the town because they listen to him as far as they know that he kind of is the balance between. He's kind of the anchor between, like, the supernatural and the people of this town.
And I wonder what, as far as Cammy moving forward now that she's figured out whatever she feels she's figured out, where that's going to kind of lead her. Because, I mean, you're compelled, so.
Yeah, it's like
I wonder if now that she's figured it out of her compulsion that she can kind of piece things together.
I feel like she needs a new motivation because her whole motivation for being in New Orleans was to, you know, figure out what happened that caused her brother to go crazy and then get, you know, revenge on those people. And that all happened. And I know that she doesn't really remember or get it because Klaus has kind of compelled her so
I many wonder times, if she's but going to kind of figure out within the next two episodes that it was the witches that mm-hmm. did it, or if Klaus kind of makes her believe that the wolves, because next week we'll get the wolf hunt. Maybe he'll get everybody against the wolves. I wonder what's going to happen with Tyler.
Hopefully they keep him in the dungeon. Like, I just don't feel like he's necessary.
They've got to have him used for something because he's got something. And then as far as Marcel and Rebecca, where do you think that relationship's going to go next week?
Honestly, for Rebecca's sake, I really hope that Marcel steps up to the plate and is a man for at least one episode and, like, gives her the fairy tale she wants for 60 minutes. And if that never happens again, fine. I don't think he's capable of, you know, being everything she deserves. But I would like to see it for her sake.
Yeah, I would too. I would like, as far as Marcel's character, I don't know how to feel about him yet. There's something that I like about him, but I don't feel that value to his character yet.
We don't know.
Like, I don't know if I
him.
Should care if he dies this season. Like, is he the big bad that needs to die this season? Am I going to get used to him for next season? Is this going to be like an ongoing battle between the two of them? Is the love between him and Rebecca going to be something that's continuous?
So many questions.
It's so many.
I love it.
Me too. And
I really
hope
like
you guys
it.
Love it too. Make sure you guys tune in every single week here at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you guys also check us out on iTunes. Download us to our podcast. And keep the conversation going on Twitter all week long. You can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
At Cinematic Escape.
Till next week, right? Yep.
Yes, I think so.
Next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
Happy holidays.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.